You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. The Juno Arts and Humanities Council has just announced the winners of this year's Kathy Kolkhorst Ready Arts Awards. And here to tell us more, Reggie Schopp is the Operations Manager for Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Hi, Reggie.
Hi, how you doing today, Shelley?
Good. How are you? And we also have Kathleen Harper, who's the Centennial Hall House Manager. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, welcome back.
I know.
Well, the Kathy Kolkhorst Awards were formerly known as the Mayor's Awards for the Arts and recently rededicated. So before we get into the recipients and the details of the awards, would you please just tell me a little bit about the history of this award?
Certainly. So back in, what was it, 2007? Mayor Bruce Pittello kind of wanted to institute this first annual Mayor's Awards for the Arts, and it was kind of put into place to honor and highlight individuals and businesses in Juno who were notable for their contributions to the arts through our town. We've got a pretty vibrant arts community in our town, and it was just one way to sort of honor those people who are kind of making a difference on the arts scene in these different kind of areas. So, yeah. And then in 2020, Kathy Kolkhorst Ready, pardon me, passed, and it was really sad. She was such a huge influence in a lot of the different arts groups in the community. She was a volunteer. She did so much for fundraising for different groups, was hugely influential and supportive to so many groups. It was really sad when she passed. And so in order to kind of honor her memory, the award was rededicated to her as somebody who had been just such an influential figure in the arts community here in town.
And was she ever a recipient of the Mayor's Awards herself?
She was a recipient of the Mayor's Award, a patron for the arts, as well as a volunteer.
Yeah. Well, this year you have seven recipients, and the awards fall into different categories. As you mentioned, people can be a recipient of more than one. Will you describe how that is designed?
The awards were originally designed exactly in this setup back in 2007. Not every year all the awards are given out because sometimes people don't nominate in that category. Mm-hmm. This year we had nominations in all seven categories, so we have all seven awards going out this year. It's kind of exciting. We send this out to all the arts organizations and put it out on Facebook and Instagram and look for nominations from the community for the people, and then our committee decides who receives the awards.
Mm. Is it a pretty lengthy process? It seems like it takes some consideration.
It does take some consideration. We usually have it out there for people to make nominations for about 2 months, and then we close it, have a meeting, and go over who is nominated and make the selections.
Yeah, that sounds like a hard job. I'm glad it's not mine.
There's many people who do so much in our community, so it's nice to give them recognition.
I agree. Well, now let's hear who the winners are. Do you want to just go down the list?
I can do that.
All right.
This year for Education in the Arts is Michael Busey. He is the band teacher at Zantikahini Middle School, and he has a wonderful way of dealing with his students in the classroom as well as his after-school programs. The Inspiration and Innovation in the Arts goes to Melissa Leanne Bakes. Melissa does a wonderful job in our community. She's got multimedia talents in the arts, and she shares them. And she set up a lot of support groups during the pandemic that really helped artists and people get through this time when we were separated. So it was so nice to get to honor her for that. The patron for the arts this year is Bing Carrillo. As many of you know, Bing is a constant in our community and the art scene. He's always willing to help. I mean, he just not donates funds. His time, his energy, his talents, he donates all of it to the community. He's just an amazing person. And he's been our vice president of the Jack Board for 6 years. So it was kind of like one of our easier ones. The Business Leadership in the Arts, and I really hope I do not slaughter this, is Shawunkindeen Dadat. the Lily Hope Weaver Studio. Lily opened a storefront downtown and created a place for people to come in and learn how to weave, learn about the Native cultures. Her store is a gathering place, and it really is just a wonderful inspiration for this artist who's been in our community to open a storefront and have this wonderful opportunity, not just for our locals to come in, but to help educate our visitors and tourists that come in. The arts organization this year is Theater Alaska. Theater Alaska has just busted onto the scene 3 years ago. I mean, and they do so much in our communities, from the neighborhood cabarets, and this year the Shakespeare's in the Park, and then they did an original Sisters of Whitechapel this year that they did the wonderful theater production, and they do small ones all over the community. By donation, pay as you can. They're basically free. If you can't afford, you get to still go see these wonderful art productions.
Yeah, and they come to you as well.
And they come to you in your neighborhood. You don't have to go traveling around to find them. So we were so pleased when they were nominated. Lifetime Achievement in the Arts is Charles Rohrbacher. He has done beautiful artwork, as many people know, throughout our Juneau community, but he's also done artwork that has now been recognized by the Vatican, and he has pieces that were done for Pope John Paul II, and they're on display at the Vatican. I mean, to have this kind of an artist who's always lived his life in our community and shared what he does with other artists in the community, it was time for him to receive recognition. And the last one is the volunteer in the arts, Annie Calkins. And if anyone knows Annie and you want to know what's happening in the arts community, Annie knows. Annie's on so many boards and committees, and I've listed like six of them here, and I know I'm missing some. She's involved with music. She's a grant writer. She is a person who comes and you need to get the event set up. She helps set up the tents, puts in the chairs, takes down tables. She does all of it, as well as the fact that she has helped secure many grant funds for national organizations for our arts community here in Juneau. And so when these seven just rose to the top pretty easily for everything they've done in our community.
What a great list. And I just imagine that they are honored beyond words. Do you know what it means to them when they are nominated and then win one of these awards?
One of them called me basically just, they can't believe that anyone even nominated them, let alone that they won. And she was just in tears. And her mom's going to be here this weekend for her to receive the award. And it just meant so much to her. And all of them wrote back how honored they were and how special it is for them to have known Kathy and to be getting this award that symbolizes everything she did in the community. And some of them have even said, I haven't done anywhere near as much as Kathy's done. I can't imagine why I'm getting this award, but thank you very much.
Well, I think we all have those people in our lives, too, that inspire us. And we think that, oh, my gosh, they do so much and I could never live up to that. But then, you know, I think people look at these honorees, these awardees, and probably think the same thing about them.
Well, I want to invite the community to the awards ceremony. It is going to be an outside ceremony this year. It's going to be part of our Fresh Air Market, which is between the Jack and Centennial Hall buildings this Saturday. The awards will start right around 12:30. So please come down, congratulate these artists. Say thank you for everything that they've done for our community. We'd love to have a large group there to honor them.
I think that they are deserving of a large group to just sort of be there and be present and clap and cheer for them and see them in their moment there, their moment of honor. Kathleen, do you want to add anything to this about how the list of recipients or the award ceremony or the meaning of the awards?
I think that these sorts of awards are just so important to kind of like do those shout outs to the people who kind of have been movers and shakers in our community. And sometimes they may be, you know, the fly under the radar folks, but it can mean a lot. And so I would say that this award happens every year. So if people know somebody in their circle that has really like just shown for them in one of these different categories. We'll be looking for nominations again next year in the spring. So like put a little bookmark in your mind, I would say, to like look out for those Instagram posts and that website thing when we start looking for those awardee nominations again, because we love to get as many different awesome nominations as possible for these awards. And everybody out there in Radioland probably has some people that you know that we at the Jack don't know that have made huge contributions to the arts community here in town. So that's my little shout out, is like, keep it going, folks.
Yes. And we know that nobody on this list does it to win an award, but it's important to stop and say like, hey, listen, what you do is important and you deserve recognition for that.
Yes.
And starting October 1st, it's our 50th year for the Arts Council here in Juneau.
Oh,
and
wow.
So next year's awards are going to be a little bit earlier on our 50th, part of our 50th anniversary on July 27th.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. We're looking forward to having a wonderful 50th golden year.
All right. I think that's going to be great. That's a good one to look forward to. Well, Reggie and Kathleen, thanks so much for being here today. Again, the awards ceremony is this Saturday, September 10th. It'll be starting shortly after 12:30 p.m. at the Fresh Air Market outside between Centennial and the Jack. Anything else you want to add before we say goodbye?
I just want to say congratulations to our awardees this year. It's such a great group of folks.
Congratulations from me as well. Thanks, both of you, for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shelley.